General of Meiji, Liaison Conference of Showa. The Meiji Restoration, 1868, was originally a military revolution of the samurai class, and as a result, its characteristics were retained in the constitution. These characteristics were that the military was given the same status as a government institution. In addition, the role of the tennu in clan-based politics was to approve and check unanimity. There was no legal participation in politics, and the government was weak. This rock-paper-scissors system was possible because the general, meritorious contributors had the power to make corrections and adjustments to the three institutions at any time. See top diagram. In 1925, voting rights were expanded and politics was no longer structured as it was in the Meiji period. In other words, the general passed away and the rock-paper-scissors system remained in the era of democratic politics. The replacement for the general was the Liaison Conference, and none of its participants had strong decision-making power. See bottom diagram. In other words, from around 1925 until the end of the war in 1945, proposals were decided at liaison conferences without an official leader. Around this time, which was around the time of the Manchurian incident, phrases like unification of state affairs and command, as well as coordination between the army and navy, began to be used frequently. The Imperial General Headquarters Government Liaison Conference was created with the intention of reducing these problems as much as possible and coordinating between the various departments. No matter how many times the name changed, the contents were always the same. In essence, they were literally liaison conferences, so no one had the power to make decisions. These conferences were given different names as time went on. They were the Imperial General Headquarters Government Liaison Conference, 1937 to 1940, the Imperial General Headquarters Government Liaison Discussion Meeting, 1940 to 1941, the Imperial General Headquarters Government Liaison Conference, 1941 to 1944, and the Supreme War Leadership Council, 1944 to 1945. The government, which was troubled by the division between state affairs and command, established these conferences with the aim of coordinating the division. Although it had authority, it had no legal basis, and when necessary, a cabinet decision was required. The important points are, 1, that the Meiji Restoration was a unique social reform, not a civil revolution, and that the curious political system contributed to solving some difficult problems during the Meiji era. However, by the time the Showa era began, it had become an outdated system. 2, as a result, during this period in Japan, the government and the military were in conflict, but there was no mechanism for resolving problems, and the country remained fragmented.